Shama from Sweden's friends, this year should be a special schuss for Chanali Bavas Nechagito, Adina Bashir Bavas Nechagito, Gilashana Bavas Nechagito, Parshas Shmos Perik Yudbeis Pasuk Chavrov. Torah says, V'hayu kiyomu alechem b'neichem ma'avod azos lechem ne'amartem zever pesach hu Hashem etc. v'aykor amba l'shachar. And it will be when your children will say to you, what is this avodah to you? And you're going to say, this is a carbon pesach to Hashem, and etc. The nation bowed down. The question is that this braisa was also said in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. The difference is, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have this question quoted in the braisa. The answer is, Hakei Yeshinov, Ma Avoid Azuz Lechem, what's this avoda to you? So what do? You blunt his teeth. That's in the Haggadah. But in the Torah says, Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach. You tell him it's a Zevach Pesach. However, it's Meduyak over here that doesn't say Ve'amartem Elov. You should say to him, like to the other three sons, but rather, Ve'amartem, and you should say. Also says, Ve'yikod ha'am. Rashi says, what do they bow down for? Al besuras habanu bias oretz. They bow down because al besuras hagulo bias oretz besuras habanim shi'elam. And the tidings of the geula, that they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, and that they're going to have children. Your children are going to say to you. And this is where they bowed down. This is when they prostrated themselves. And then afterwards, Vayelchu Vayasu, they went and they did. What do you mean they did? They were makabel upon themselves to do. If you were makabel upon yourself, do as if you already did. So now, we'd like to explain the little bit of depth in this matter based on the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. Avraham Avinu was Misbasir Bibris Bein HaBesorim on the Golos and on the Geula. And as a Hakdama, Hashem said to him, Ani Hashem, Asher Oitzisicha Me'ur Kazdim, Lo Seis Lecho Asa Oretz Hazois Lirishto. I am Hashem, who took you out of Ur Kazdim to give you this land as an inheritance. And he was Merames to him on the miracle that Nimrod wanted to burn him, and he was saved. I am Hashem who took you out of Ur Kazdim, out of the furnace. And he was mechadish that me'es shoyt zisicha mi'ur kazdim asis l'cha neis v'yarotzen l'fadet tonit l'osis l'cha atzeorot zezois, like the Ramban writes. From the time you were saved from this miracle, God had a will to give Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, why don't we see this nice explicitly? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Avraham Avinu, and Hashem did it on his own, unlike Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, who was saved through a shliach. Like we see in the Gemara in Pesachim 118a, it's Avram's Yachid Ba'olama and Yachid Ba'olami. Hello, Davaru. Hashem has this great will to give Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael after he saves him from the Ur Kazdim, from the furnace of Nimrod. And we don't hear about it explicitly. We have to go to the Midrashim. The Gaon never heard about this miracle. It's not in the Tanakh. Also a remez, v'anochi ofor ve'efer, like Rashi there writes. It's all merumos. Another place we have a remez for this nes is v'hi b'me amrofel. Who's amrofel? U'nimroid she'omer le'avraham pul l'soich kivshon ha'esh. This is Nimrod, who said to Avraham, pul, like nofel, fall into the kivshon ha'esh. A It's a remez to this this miracle cited by Rashi. We have to understand why Dafka here, Nimrod is called this name. And he says, fool, fall in. Mamish threw him into the fire. So what's Pshat pool? So it would appear that the Chazal tell us that the whole kavan of the Arba Melachim was on Avram. The whole point of this whole war was against Avram. And therefore, his name is called Pul. Shelo tzlicha adayin machshavto oz. In other words, he started earlier, he threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh. He wasn't successful. So now here in the war, Vahi b'mei Amrofel, Amar Pul, he said fall in. Now he wants to finish off the job. Then it was just a Havamina. So now he wants to finish it off. That's why we have here the name Amrofel. And the solution of Pul is that he didn't finish it. He didn't finish the job. He said, fall in, go in. But he didn't actually kill him. So now he wanted to do it. So it would appear that the Oymek HaDovo, that we don't find explicitly, the miracle of the Neis Kivshan Ha'ish, is done what Chazal tells us in the Pasuk, Yaakov Asher Podas Avrom, that Yaakov redeemed Avrom. Where do we find that Yaakov redeemed Avrom? He redeemed him from Ur Kasdim, that Avrom was saved, B'schus Yankiv, She'asib Lotzis Mimen. That's what Chazal said. Why was Avrom saved in Ur Kasdim? Because of Yaakov, Yaakov Podas Avrom. Yisoido shel amaral ayin b'sefer agvurois b'perek lamed vav lamadnu v'fi she'esh soref kol guf v'geshem. Fire burns anything physical. And the more spiritual something is, the less power fire has over it. She'esh mechalel aguf. Because what fire does is that it destroys the body, destroys the physical. And therefore, Dafka B'schus Yankov was called Kadosh. He's moved on miguf. Fire destroys something physical, but Yaakov is moved on miguf. As the verse says in Isaiah 29:23, V'kedishu es Kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov is called Kadosh. So Avraham Avinu was redeemed because of his Yaakov's elevated spirituality, fire can't burn him. We also see in Kiddushin 56b, Pentukta Shamalaya Tukad Ish. So, maybe the idea is that Yaakov himself was a fire. So he's not afraid of fire. Fire can't harm him. Anyway, so Yaakov is Vikdishu. He's more Ruchni. Since he's Ruchni, the Ish can't touch him. And therefore, in his Schus, Avraham Avinu was redeemed. And therefore, when they have this Beirul that goes to Yaakov Avinu, Beirul is like a spiritual clarification to show the truth. So when there's this Beirul until Yaakov Avinu, who's mufka from all in Yanei Teva, as lemafrei anitzom mikivshan ha'esh, velo shalta alav ha'esh. So retroactively, because of Yaakov Avinu, who's mufka from Teva, who's detached from Teva, Avram Avinu was saved from the kivshan ha'esh, and the fire didn't take over him, burn him. Yaakov Asher Podas Avram. Is Yaakov redeemed Avram again because of his elevated spirituality? The fire has no power over him. Maharal writes on the Nikdash Tibesach B'nai Yisrael. Rashi says, when you're Moser Atzmach and Makadush Hashemi, Lo Tasu Amanashi Asa Lechem Neisel, Shalom Amanashi Asa Neis. Shirak Lomisha Moser Nafshu Shalom Amanasa Neis, Oysen Lainesky Hananya Mishol Vazari. Mosi yourself on Kedushas Hashem, don't do it on condition that you have a miracle done for you, but not on condition you have a miracle done for you. Because only somebody who's Mosi Nefesh, not in order to have a miracle done, he gets the miracle. Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Explains the Maharal, Shemisha Mosir of Shah, Lichash Bonot, Shalat Salah, is already called a Kaddish because he was willing to forego his life. Kaddish, who doesn't live with Teva, he doesn't ace. He's Mufka from Teva. But if he's holding on to his natural life, so then Nace is Seisir Teva. So again, Yaakov saved Avram. So it could very well be that since Hatzalas Avram is going to be based on the future, what Yaakov does, and again, like the Maharal we just saw the Maharal, that someone who's most in effort without Chachbonis is called a Kaddish. Kaddish is not the Teva. And therefore, v'nikdashti, so he's above Teva. Therefore, a miracle can happen for him. And since Yaakov was above Teva, Avraham Avinu was saved. So that's a beirul that's going to happen afterwards. In Mele, there was no mahalach, shebo na'asen nezesh davar shebegalui. Because this was only shayach to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This nes of Avraham Avinu being saved because of the beirul of Yaakov, that didn't happen yet. This nes is exclusive to the knowledge of God. And therefore, it isn't written explicitly in the Torah. It's going to be revealed in the future. But B'Shas Ma'is, it wasn't revealed. And therefore, it appears in the Torah as it was in reality. Meaning that in reality, what happened was that Avraham Avinu was saved B'Remez because it's a futuristic event. It wasn't clear at the time why he was saved. So too, it's not clear in the Torah that he was saved. And it's only written as a remez. Just like the fact that he was saved is only a remez. Right now it's not clear. It's only something that's going to happen in the future. So to when it's written in the Torah, it's not written in an explicit way. Pasuk says, Ki amarti oylam chesed yibone. Pasuk, famous pasuk in Tehillim, 99:3. This pasuk was said by Avraham Avinu. Like we start, Maskil le'ison ha'ezrochi. That's Avraham Avinu. It says, Oilam Chesed Yibone, Shemore al Shat HaMachshava, Livnot Olam B'Chesed. Zeo ki amarti, the Machshava, Amar Oye Verdof, Amar can mean, I thought to do it. Amarti Yachkama V'Yirchoka Mimen. I thought to become wise and it was far from me. In other words, there was a Machshava that I wanted to actualize. Amarti oylem chesed yibone maskil la'isan ezrochi to Avraham Avinu. I have a machshava that chesed, which is shoresh habriya, tachlis v'kviyas ha'chesed is la'asid lavo b'melech ha'mashiach. V'az mitbarer ma'alach kol ha'olam. Tachlis of the chesed is in the future. That's what it means, yibone in the future. And then there's going to be a bear at the end of days. And that's the Hemshech of the Mizmor. Eison ha'ezrochi. Eison is an Evan Pina, it's a cornerstone, it's a beginning. That's the mile of the foundation, that it's strong. Yisod ha'binyan. And therefore we have by Avraham Avinu, Hanochas Yisod, Kol Binyan Klal Yisrael, She'asid Lotzes Minyan. We have the foundation of the entire building of the Jewish people, that will come from him. All the letters of Eson are futuristic. Echtov, Yichtov, Tichtov, Nichtov. Eson is all futuristic, all those letters. Ki amarti, because I said I had a machshava, Oilam chesed yibane. But in the future it's going to be built. Chesed sherish habriya. But it's all going to come out lasid lavo. And this is a mizmar of Avraham Avinu. He's the yisoid of everything. Avraham b'hi baram. The world was created for Avraham b'hi baram. For Avraham Avinu, for his meat of chesed. So Avraham Avinu is the Hanachas Yisod Kol Binyan Klal Yisrael. She'asid Latzis Mimena because of his Chesed. That's why he's Eisan, all the futuristic letters, Aleph Yud Tav Nun. And the whole parak talks about Binyan Malchus Beis David, Matzasi David Avdi, Ishbati the David Avdi, Asher Chirfu Ikvitz Mishichecha. All about David, Mashiach. It says in the book of Yeshayahu, Al Chazdei David HaNe'emonim. What is Al Chazdei David HaNe'emonim? The Chesed and Avraham Avinu was Mashrish. He may take root, that it's going to go until David HaMelech. And it's going to be finished by Mashiach. That's what it means, Ne'emanim. Ne'emanim is faithful. It's going to go biz Mashiach Tzem. Ubenavi nikrim ha-giula va-Mashiach holada. Ki chalav gam yaldat Tzion et banea. The pasuk b'Yishayahu samach vavchet. Ki chalav gam yaldat Tzion et banea. Chevlei Mashiach kamo chevlei ne'leida. The idea of Mashiach is a birth. It's going to be a birth. In other words, there's going to be a... Mashiach is going to be born. It's a mahalach, it's a process. It starts with Avraham Avinu. And his chesed goes till David, till Mashiach. And that's the birthing process of this great chesed. And the klal is that a creation or an idea that starts coming out and doesn't get fulfilled is called a nefel. Mashiach is called Baal Nafli. Because there are a lot of almosts, but it was never finished. Like a nefel, like a stillborn, who was never properly born. And he's called Nephil until he becomes a viable child. That's the Nephil, Baal Nafli. In the meantime, Mashiach has fallen. So we had, oh, he should have come then, he should have come this year and that year. But so many Ramazim of which year Mashiach should come that already passed. Baal Nephil, Baal Nafli. And he's going to be called that until he's actually born. Again, that's the Geula. The Geula is a birthing process. Cholav Agam Yolda Tzion is Baneh. Birthing of Zion of its children. And that's the Chazdei David HaNe'emanim, which is part of this birthing process. It starts with Avram and has to go through to Mashiach. Nimrod was the first king in the world, and he was Mamrid the world against Malchus Shemayim. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hoyechel Liya is Gibor Ba'oretz, Ki Nimrod Gibor Tzayid Lifnei Hashem, Bereishis 10:9, like Rashi writes. He was this powerful man in the land, a hunter. He was Moirid b'Malchus. Malchus in the world is, we want to be Moirid Malchus Shemayim, to be Mamlech Hashem al Kol Bo'ei Olam. It's the greatest good you can do. It started by Avraham Avinu. It's going to be finished by Mashiach. Megala Malchus Shemayim in the world. Chazdei David HaNe'emonim. And it turns out, therefore, that Nimrod, when he was Moirid Lifnei Hashem, he wanted to make a nefel from the machshava of chesed. Nimrod wanted to destroy Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu started Chazdei David HaNe'emanim. He started this process of being Megala Malchus Shemayim in the world. David is Malchus, obviously representative of Malchus Shemayim. And that started with Avraham to bring out the chesed. The greatest chesed is to make God king. And all the good comes to the world. That was started by Avraham. And Nimrod tried to halt the process by throwing Avraham Avinu into the furnace. And that's called Amrofel, Amar Pul. Amira Shetavi Nefila. It's a speaking that brought a falling. Baal Nafli. What is it? Baal Nafli. That's Mashiach. He keeps falling. We keep thinking he's going to come, and he's not coming. He's coming. But in the meantime, he hasn't come. And that's what he wanted to do to Amrafa, wanted to Avram. Amar Pul, he wanted to make him fall. Amarti Eilam Chesed Yibane. Hashem wanted to build the world with Chesed. And Nimrod, Amar Pul. Chshav, it's Yis Mitzrayim, starts the Mimush, the actualization, Shel Oto Chesed, of that Chesed of Malchus Shemayim in the world. The Jewish nation is being created. Ve'yomer Hashem el Moshe, kan matchila geula shel yitziat Mitzrayim, כי מי צאתך מארץ מצרים הראינו נפלאות. God starts talking to Moshe, telling the Jews are going to leave Egypt. That is the beginning of the Geula. As I took you out of Egypt, I'm going to show you wonders in the future. Verse in Micah 7:15. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, V'haya ki savor ala oretz, etc. U'shmartem es ha'avoida azois. V'haya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem ma'avoida azois lachem. V'amartem zivach pesach u l'ashem. You're going to come. Eretz Yisrael, you're going to keep this avodah, and your kids are going to say to you, what is this avodah to you? And you're going to say, it's a carbon Pesach. From here we learn, in Zvachim 7b, that Lashma is ma'akev by the carbon Pesach. And that's because this is beginning. This is the Haschala. This is the Shoresh. The Shoresh has to come with Kavana. Carbon Pesach is the Shoresh. Pesach is the Shoresh. It's Yis Mitzrayim. It's the Shoresh of the Gula Asida. In the Mela, it has to be Lishma. Carbon Pesach, it's not Lishma, it's no good. It has to be Lishem Carbon Pesach. Because what's the beginning has to be the Kavana Tchila. And Carbon Pesach is the beginning of the Gula, the Gula process. And then it's going to be Motzi Peres Basayf. It's going to bear fruit in the end. It says in the Haggadah, V'af Ata Hake Yeshinov. Moiridik. You should dull the teeth of the Ben HaRosha now. But sof-sof, neged arba bonim divratav. Sof-sof, there's a mitzvah that he's going to come back. But the Jewish people bowed down and they prostrated themselves. Al besura sabonim, says Rashi. Ve'amartem zevach pesach l'ashiv l'ashem. Ad chazdei dovid ha'ne'emonim, that's going to come be geula achroino. Isn't that something? Hake yeshinav is for now. And the vayik doam vayishtachavu v'amartem zevach pesach. Because the banim are going to come back. And you tell this child when he says, Ma avoid azois lachem, you say, it's the avoid of the Karban Pesach. This Karban Pesach is the beginning of the process of the Geula, of bringing out Chazdei David HaNe'emanim, that started with Avram Avinu, is going to end with David Malkum Mashiach. This process of bringing Malchus Shemayim to the world, which is the greatest Chesed. Carbon Pesach, it says, Sliesh, roasted by fire, Chazal tell us, because of Avram, who was almost Nislaf Beish Bor Kazdan. In the end, he was saved by Yaakov, Vishel Podas Avram, he redeemed Avram. So Sli doesn't destroy the meat. It finishes it. Makes it edible, that's the Koach HaEish. Eish can complete something, and Eish can destroy something. Tzli Eish b'Karban Pesach u'dafka l'havi b'degmah. Tzli Eish b'Karban Pesach is to bring it to the end. And now it says, Al teichu memenu na. Kol od lo yigia oisei gmah. But Tzli Eish is to complete it, to perfect it. And therefore it says, don't eat it raw. It has to be perfected. Has to be completed. Has to be well done. That's why Sliyesh is Bishvil Avram. He was supposed to have been put in the fire. In the end, he was saved by Yaakov. Therefore, we are eating this meat for Avram, so you have to make sure that there's a Gemar, that it's not raw, that it's completed. We understand the union of Yaakov redeeming Avram, because he was such a Kadosh. It was a Baal that happened afterwards, therefore, it's only Peremis in the Torah. We understand the meaning of the difference between the Haggadah's answer and the Torah's answer. The Haggadah's answer is La'isa'ata for now. And the Haggadah's answer is for the future. Right now you have to blunt his teeth for being chutzpahdik. But in the future everybody's coming back, even the Rishayim. And therefore they bow down for the Besuas Habonim. Ha'advorim me'irim u'misamchim baruch Hashem. Okay, please stay tuned for much more. Shalom, shalom.